Guten Morgen. The Yontif is going by quickly, and we still can take advantage of the last 2 days' time to renew our recognition of all the chasodim Hashem has done for us and does for us from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So continuing with our discussion on the brachas, we're up to the bracha of Matir Asurim. Matir Asurim literally means to people that are confined. Sometimes it means people in jail. Hashem lets them free. Kamuvan, even though we mentioned the idea of Matir Asurim various times in the course of our tefillah, the first Talaluka we say Hashem Matir Asurim. In the second bracha Kriya Shema, we say Matir Asurim. And there it is referring to the idea that Hashem does take us out of being in prison and being in bondage. Not us and different people. Dashgoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this one is specifically going on getting up in the morning. The Gemara says that one sits up from the bed, he says Matir Asurim. In other words, we recognize that getting out of bed is not something to be taken for granted. And as we mentioned before, this is the idea behind all these brachas, to realize so many things we don't even pay attention to. We think it's automatic. It's not automatic. That's what the Chazal described it so beautifully, that when a person is sleeping, is tied up, locked up, motionless, he can't walk, he can't do anything. And Baruch Hashem, if we're able to sit up, tremendous things have happened within our body that we didn't even pay attention to. It didn't happen by itself. Hashem Matir Asurim, Hashem set up that amazing system and continues to give us Hashkocha to have that system working this morning again. Because it worked yesterday doesn't mean it has to work today. Kumon Lizlan, there are people that get up in the morning, they can't get out of bed, even though we're able to get out of bed before. And every time, it's a time to our appreciation that Baruch Hashem, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that the fact that I'm getting out of bed today is your Hashkocha, the amazing system you put into my body. David HaMelech already pointed this out in Mizmor Kuf Lamid Tes. It's G'day to learn that Mizmor describes how David HaMelech saw how every facet of his life was in the hands of Hashem. And he says there, Ato Yodato Shifti Vekumi. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows what goes into me sitting down and getting up. I have no idea what's going on there. As we know, the Malbim says that every generation, the knowledge of the Ma'isim HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes greater. Yishabach means it grows. And because we are, our level of Emunah B'Tochen is lower, we need to see it with our eyes. And that's why Hashem has revealed in the later generations more about physiology, how the body works. And we know there's so many complicated chemical reactions that have to take place in order for a person to sit up, to move even one muscle. Even try to think yourself, how do I suddenly get up? Well, what causes suddenly the muscles to contract? Just because I thought something in my mind. In my mind, I decide to get up. Well, how does that get things going? And obviously, when we think a little bit more, the brain has a system of nerves, and the nerves have connections to every single fiber of muscle in your body. Tremendous amounts of connections, each one independently. And within them, they have some type of chemicals that initiate the process of the muscles contracting and expanding. It's not like a piece of rubber that you just stretch it and you bring it back together. It's a very, very complex system of chemical reaction and actions of producing energy to make this happen. Mamish, every movement is thousands and thousands, maybe millions of chemical reactions. I saw that every second of our life, there are 37,000 billion chemical reactions going on in our body. That's 37 with 21 zeros afterwards, a number we can't even imagine. Every second of our life, we're getting up and nothing's happening. No, there's millions and billions of things happening simultaneously and working perfectly the way they should. When it's supposed to expand, it expands. When it's supposed to contract, it contracts. And if any one of these parts of the system cease to work, then a person dies. Because if our muscles don't work properly, we can't breathe. I'll call Neshima, Neshima, we have to thank Hashem every breath. This is part of breathing, and the muscles have to work. You do other many of the different nerve gases and poisons. That's where they affect. They affect the system of the body communicating with the muscles, and the mela, the muscles stop working one way or the other. Al kopanim, like we're saying, atu yodata shifti bekumi. I realized that I was asurim. I was locked up. My body was motionless. And now, Baruch Hashem, another day started, and I'm able to sit up. I'm able to get up. My muscles are working. My brain is working. They're interacting beautifully without me even thinking about it if I don't pay attention to it. That's the biggest chesed. You have people that do the smallest chesed, some of them expecting the non-stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things in a way we don't even notice it unless we pay attention. And the reason why he made it this way is because he's kulu chesed. He wants it to be good for us. He wants us not to have to constantly feel that if I don't say thank you, I can't continue. That's mitzido. That's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad us. If we want to have that deep, beautiful relation with Hashem, it's for us to initiate mitzad HaAtzmeinu. You're giving it to us in a way that we don't even notice it, but we recognize it. And we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we realize what life could be just to have to be in bed without being able to move. It's a very, very hard life. Unfortunately, people do live such lives. The truth is, like we were saying in previous brachas, we have the physical mati asurim, and we should realize there's also spiritual mati asurim that we have. There's something called the yetzer hara. A person is also, if he doesn't work on himself, the yetzer hara has full control over him. The situations that people get when they do things they know they don't want to do it. A person with his taiva, with his gaiva, with his kas, getting angry at different things. He knows he shouldn't be doing this. He has no control. Why? Because he's osur. He's tied up. He's in jail under the shackles of the Yetzer Hara. We have to know that also in this nakuda, Hashem matir asurim. Hashem could take us out of any Yetzer Hara, but it's us. It's up to us to start. Like it says, if you pesach, a pesach kechudah shel machat, you make a little hole, an opening in your heart to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Realize how much you're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a special siyat HaShemayah to overcome also that type of asurim, that base asurim that many of us, or maybe all of us to a certain degree, are under their control. And that's Be'etzim, the beautiful thing about Klal Yisrael. We have people in Klal Yisrael that go through life and the B'met asurim, the body is not working. This machla, ALS, a person that doesn't have emuna, his life is finished. He can't do anything. He can't move his muscles. He's bemet also. Or mitzad sheni, a Jewish person, and we've seen so many people, unfortunately, that had this machla. They became great people in Kovetim Latoya by the Sima Shas. We saw various people making a Sima Shas in such a situation. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, if we can move and we can get up in the morning, then we have so much to be Moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I physically can. But if I can't physically move, at least I can be Moed Hashem that are not limited just to my guf. I have my neshama, and my neshama is not tied up. And the Rabbah, sometimes when the guf is tied up, the neshama loses all the shackles of the Yetzer Hara, all the limitations of the Yetzer Hara, and the beauty of the neshama comes out. But we have Moed HaShem and Mispal HaShem, that Adarabba, we want to have both. We appreciate Matar Asurim. You didn't have to give us our body, but you gave it to us, and you gave it for a purpose, for us to recognize and be Makir Toiva to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and use it for the right things. Every movement we make with our body in the course of the day, realize this is a Ratzon Hashem. Ritzka Rav is a high madrega, we're nowhere near this, but you should know this. The people that live like this, people notice that he's a little bit slower in his movement sometimes. When somebody walks into the room, till he gets up, till he sits down, and And he was asked, well, why is he so? And he answered, I don't make any movement till I make sure that this is the right thing that Hashem wants me to do. Kamavan is a high madrega, but the starting point is, if we recognize that our body is not something that is ours, and that, like we said, now Shiyotu, we recognize the body is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. But now we're adding another, more specific nakuda in the body. And not only the general body, the fact that it's working is yours, but the fact that my body can move around is also, you did it. Ato yodato shifti v'kumi. Ato, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu matir asuim. You got me out of bed, and you give me the ability to go through every step of the day. And if it's from you, and I appreciate this great matana from you, then I'm going to make sure as much as I can that I'm going to use it in a way that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have nachas ruach, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want. Whether it be helping other people, or however it is, running to a mitzvah, picking up the Gemara, tzedek, all the different things one can think of. There's so many multitudes of good things we could do with it. But that's what it is. It starts off, if I have a clarity in the beginning, Mater Asurim, you gave me the ability to move my body, like we said, to breathe also, that's also part of it. I'm going to use it for your Avodas Hashem. When we say Mater Asurim, now I'm going off this specific bracha, but we do say it, like I said, in Shemone Esrei, in Halleluka, Mater Asurim. And we're also thanking Hashem. So many situations that Hashem, people are in jail, people are in bondage, and Hashem takes them out. And now is the time also to think about it. We're approaching the end of Chag HaPesach, the end of the Asurim. We were also in bondage, locked up in Mitzrayim. Ein Yotze v'ein Bo. No one was allowed to go in and go out. And we had to do the Avodah Kosher, Avodah Sporach. And in these days were the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beginning of the Chag, was the beginning of the Yetziah, the Makkos Bechoyres, the Gilui Shechina that we all received. And now we're approaching the seventh day, the day which is the consummation of Yetziah Mitzrayim, of the Yetziah from the bondage of Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. So we also have time to remind ourselves again of those Nisim Gedolim that we saw by the Kriyas Yamsuf, and more than that, to think, how are we zeicha to Kriyas Yamsuf? And it says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll read tomorrow, Dav b'nei Yisrael li'yisol, matitzak alai, you don't have to cry out to me, just go in there, be ma'isa nefesh, show me that you're going to go after my words under all circumstances, and I'm going to make the Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's what happened. Klai Yisrael went up to the nose in the water, and then that caused the Kriyas Yamsuf. We are now in a state of also, we are Asurim. In many ways, we also in a type of limited environment. We are limited to our own homes now because of the machlah that's going on. We can't move around. We can't go to the Bate Midrashis, Bate Knessias. We can't interact with people the way we want. There's also a bechina of the Kovid Hagolis, the Midas Adin, which Klal Yisrael is going through. And Kavuvan, the general Asurim of the entire Golis that we're in, is all part of this. Also, under the ideals, we're tied up with ideals of the Goyisha nations, materialistic drives, Kina type of a Kovid, and all the Midas of Bilma Russia, which the Umas Oilam have, and it affects us to a certain degree. Now is the time for us to show Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want initiated once again. Our Messiah's Nefesh now doesn't have to be a Messiah's Nefesh of jumping into the water and drowning ourselves. Messiah's Nefesh has to do is, I want to break away from this mind frame, this type of world, and I want to come back to your world of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And like we're doing it, this is one of the things we're doing to really make a concerted effort. Every bracha should be a bracha. I recognize, I appreciate it. I'm not living the world of America and China and Russia and secular Israel. I'm living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. every movement of my body itself is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My ability to speak and talk and think are all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shem HaKadosh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now's the time to say, I'm giving myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to work on myself. I'm not going to let myself be locked up and limited by the Midas Rois that I have. I'm going to really make a concerted effort. I don't know if I mentioned before, but I heard there was a interview with some secular lawyer, and he said that there's been a rise of 40% in violence in the homes of people. That's if a person doesn't have a Kodesh Baruch. So Mimela, if he's confined into a certain place with his family, brings out all the Midas Rois. By us, the other way around, this opportunity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have more chemla, more rachmi, and be less selfish, not think about myself, think about the other person around me, think about Kalal Yisrael. Mirz Hashem, if we take advantage of this, then we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we recognize that there is a certain bechina of asurim. We're in a type of jail, the jail of the Golas, jail of the Umas Ha'olam, the jail of this terrible machla that's going around the world. But we know how to get out of it. The way to get out of it is the way we got out of it the last time, the time before. Turning to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving ourselves over to your loving hands. If we do so, Mirz Hashem, should be Zoicha B'mheira, to see the Mater Asurim, Hashem taking us out of this situation and bringing us to the Liot, the Bnei Chayim Amitim, Bnei Chayim of Am Yisrael, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His Torah and Mitzvahs, with the Gula B'mheira B'yomeinu.